Today I'm going to talk about dark days. And I can't promise you that today's sermon will be my best ever, but it's one that all of us need to know. And hopefully you're not experiencing dark days in your life. But if you are, I hope this is helpful. But I bet you probably know someone who has, or that certainly we do come up against these kinds of things. And I remember the story of David. And David, he had been anointed to be king over Israel. And he wasn't the king yet, but he hadn't assumed that position. Saul, his predecessor, was still in power. And so David was spending most of his time running from Saul. And David and his men settled in Ziklag. And I believe that was the Philistine territory. I guess I didn't look that up. But anyway, it wasn't in Israel. And while they had gone off to fight, Amalekites came down and raided Ziklag, and they hauled off all of David's family. And not only his family, but the families of all his men. And so when David and his men arrived back, to Ziklag, they found the city burning and their loved ones gone. And that was a dark day. And that wasn't something they were planning for. It just kind of came out of nowhere. In 1 Samuel 30, we can see this. And starting, I was going to read verses 3 and 4 and 6, but it says, so David and his men, they came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. And then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and they wept until they had no more power to weep. That's a dark day. And looking throughout the auditorium, I imagine most of you by your age have had a dark day in your life. If you haven't, praise God. But dark days do come, and this was one that had came on David. And in verse 6 it says, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, and every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And so David made a critical decision. He did something that was critical to the situation, something that can be very hard to do when you're faced against something that's horrific. Dark days come, but David did something unusual. Instead of giving in to despair, he strengthened himself in the Lord. And that would change the outcome of this story. You know, I grew up pretty innocent, to be honest. And my first memory of something bad was my dad falling through a window, coming up the back steps, and back in those days it wasn't safety glass and stuff like that. And anyway, he sliced his arm open, I mean, just all the way up and down. And I was like maybe 3, possibly 4. I just have vague memories of this. And he was taking care of me, and I remember him wrapping his arm in a towel and grabbing me up, and off the hospital we went. I don't really remember being traumatized or anything. Again, it's just kind of there, probably more confused than anything. But I could sense that things were not good. And, you know, that's really my first recollection of something that, you know, that was bad, hitting my family or someone that I knew. But then when I was 12 or 13, I remember a really dark day. And my parents had taken to going out to bars. I don't know if you know about this or not, but I do not like bars. And I realize that some of that has to do with my family history. You know, a lot of people try to make them, oh, they're just, you know, people will go to hang and relax a little bit. But I don't like them. And, you know, my parents had taken to going out to bars. And I remember being woke up late at night by a commotion. And it was screaming and yelling downstairs. And I ran down the stairs, and I found my dad beating on my mother. And, you know, it just blindsided me. I had never seen anything to make me think that mom and dad were anything but madly in love. They were always very affectionate. Always had been all my life. And, you know, I always felt like I was part of the best family ever. And so I was just completely blindsided by this, and I'd never heard such talk. And suddenly divorce and separation entered the conversation. And I never felt so sick before that. And from my perspective, my whole world was ripped out from beneath me. My whole sense of security, of goodness, and it rocked my world. And again, I'm talking from my perspective. I'm sure their world was rocked too, but it was just a dark day. It just was horrible. And I remember trying to go to school and just feeling sick all day long, and all the stuff that took place. After that, dark days would visit with increasing frequency and more violent. And the worst was when I sat down on the steps inside my house with a loaded shotgun, and I was going to shoot my father in the legs if he walked through the door, not because I hated him, because I was just that afraid. And I survived it all. Praise the Lord, I'm here. And Dad and Mom found Jesus. And they went on to raise my younger brother and sister in a godly Christian home. My parents went to Bible school, and they became ministers. Praise the Lord. But that was part of my life, and it was devastating and very dark at the time. You do heal from dark days. Sometimes it lasts for only hours. Sometimes it's days. It could be months. Sometimes years. And sometimes some people will live in it and never recover. I went through a period in my life when there were many dark days, mostly because of things that I was doing. But even when I was not guilty of bringing on darkness in my own life because of the stupid things I was doing, dark days still came that I had nothing to do with. One was when my younger brother was killed when he was 17. Joan and I lived in Sherman, Texas, and we had gone to my parents' home in Tulsa for the weekend. And again, I was awoken by the most awful screaming I'd ever heard. And with that sick feeling, that I knew, once again, I found myself running down the stairs, and my mother was holding the phone and was completely lost in agony. It was a dark day. It was a horrible time in my family's life. We weren't looking for that. And I didn't ask for that. I was married. I had children. I was working, supporting them. I went to church. I was doing what every young couple should be doing. But trouble comes. I hate dark days. I hate the feeling of them. I just hate the gloom. I hate the sickness. But mostly I hate the damage they do to people. Some people never recover. And I have been blessed in that I always have healed from dark times. And I've come to understand that the reason that I heal is because I turn to God and not away from God. And I know people that turn away from God, but it's just one of those things I've never done. In the hardest times of my life, I have always turned towards God. And John chapter 8, verse 12, if you go there if you would, it's the NIV. It says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Praise God. That verse means a lot to me. Dark days may come, but you do not need to walk in the reality of darkness. Jesus said that he was the light of the world. He said that if we would trust in him, we would not walk in darkness. It has taken many years for me to understand that the darkness that we experience on a dark day does not get the final say. The darkness that comes on a dark day is not the truth. It's just one version of truth submitted to us by our enemy, the devil. It has taken years for me to understand that, but with Jesus in your heart, dark days are only an illusion. Satan made it look like all was lost for David. He made it look like things would never be the same. He made it look like if there was any chance for happiness in his life, it had been stolen permanently. But all was not lost. That was just one version. That was just one look. And Satan may make it look like all is lost for you or for someone you love. But that's because he uses darkness. In the light, you will see nothing has been lost at all. When you're walking in the light, it just looks different. When David made the critical decision to comfort and strengthen himself in the Lord, then the light came on. And the truth began to reign. And he and his men went out and they recovered their families and everything that had been taken plus more. But here's the deal. If David had given in to the darkness, if he had accepted that as being the truth, the final decision, this is just how it is, he would not, you know, if he had just accepted the darkness, he wouldn't have seen the truth. And his men probably would have stoned him and that would have been the end of the story. But he walked by a different truth. Truth that wasn't governed by darkness, despair, but by truth that comes from the Lord. Because the Lord has a different story. You know, we talk about these things all the time, but unfortunately, living in the reality of a promise instead of the reality of what we see, it's just hard. It's hard to look at some realities and that seem so final and absolute and say, that's not true. It's just tough. But we have a promise. And if we will walk in the light, we will not be overtaken by darkness and by the story that it presents. Darkness will never be proven to be the truth. At the end of the day, the promise of God will be proven to be the truth. Last week, I shared a story of a family in the Bible who lost a daughter. And they sought Jesus out, but darkness won that battle. Their precious daughter died. Jesus, however, did not walk in the same reality they did. He just didn't see things the way they saw things. And he said not to despair. She's only asleep. He understood that because he walked in the light instead of the darkness. And so all of them were absolutely convinced that she was dead, and that was the end of the story. You know, cry, mourn, do whatever you do. You know, bury her, but that's the end of the story. You just want to go somewhere else, Jesus. She's dead. Luke chapter 8, verse 49. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. He says, your daughter is dead, he said. Don't bother the teacher anymore. Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe and she will be healed. When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. And dark days can be very convincing. They can seem very final. They can seem very absolute. Many people have given up during a dark day. But he took her by the hand and he said, my child, get up. Her spirit returned and at once she stood up. And then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. And her parents were astonished. Wow, I'd be astonished too. What if Jesus had just accepted the news that she had died and the darkness had won and that was the end of the story? You know, death is, to us, it's just final. No matter how much we hope, when someone dies, the darkness of the day wins. Don't bother the master any longer. He can't do anything for you. But the master does not let the darkness rule his days. He is light, and where the light goes, there is life. And Jesus is just a different truth. And David doing the same thing, you see, when he encouraged himself in the Lord, in other words, when he saw the light, he just saw a different reality, a different story. And because of that, he recovered his family. You know, when we decide to strengthen ourselves with truth, with a different truth, light prevails and not the darkness that has come knocking on our doors. And we all need to know that on those dark days when they come, when those hard times come, we need to encourage ourselves with the truth, with the light. Jesus has promised us that we don't have to walk in that darkness. We don't have to walk in the reality of loss and despair and defeat and all of those things that are manifested before our eyes. We can walk in the light of the truth, the promises that God has spoken over us. We can be encouraged. We may not know how it's going to work out. We may not know how it works, but we can know that what Christ said is true. I know that one day I'm going to walk around the corner and my brother will be standing there. Now, it doesn't matter if it's in this life or the next, it's going to be real. And that's what counts to me. I know that nothing in this life that sets itself up against the promises of God is real. Only what God says is real. And with that knowledge, I encourage and strengthen myself. This darkness is not real. It feels real. It's horrible. I can feel sick. But it's just not the truth. I have a better truth. Now, not that I'm always as fast as I want to be in choosing light over darkness. Sometimes I'm a little slow, but with Jesus' help, I do get there. And the faster I get there, the happier that I am. And there's a lot of darkness and dark days that come my way that never even have an effect on me. But Satan, he's been at it sometimes. Sometimes he can sideswipe you a little bit and kind of get you off kilter. But I just believe God's word is true. And I believe that's what gives us the ability to make the right decisions in the light instead of in the darkness, so that we can see. Instead of giving up, maybe we push forward, or we get up instead of laying down. We live instead of die. It just has a different effect. And I think it's sad when dark days visit people, lies and deceit visit them, and then they live in the truth of that, and it's not true. It's like they've surrendered something good that God has intended for them to a lie. And that makes it worse yet. Days when Satan come, Jesus faced many dark days. And days when Satan would come and try to beat him down. He wasn't unfamiliar with the battle. And when Jesus was tired, he would go up to a mountain. He would encourage himself in the presence of his Father. And then he would come down and from that mountain, and he would encourage us. Praise God that he did that instead of giving in to all the information that was being presented to him. Against all the attacks that was coming to him. I don't think sometimes we stop to think about what it was like for Jesus. He didn't have one person walked beside him that really understood what it was like for him. And it had to be tough. And to know and see the light and to walk amongst people who were so blinded by the darkness and reacted according to the darkness and thought according to the darkness and accused him according to the darkness. It had to be tough. In his final days on earth, Satan would try one last time to cover Jesus with darkness, and he beat him physically, he hung him on a cross, and he mocked him. And the darkness became so thick that Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? I can't imagine what it was like for Jesus. Because when he died, he descended to the grave. Man, if you weren't convinced before, wouldn't you be convinced then? I mean, how far do you have to go before you know that you're toast? Before your dark day's not getting better? He descended to the grave, but instead of letting go and giving in to death, he encouraged himself and he preached to the people, the souls that were there. Darkness could not prevail because on the third day, Jesus came out of the grave. We think sometimes the darkness that we face is tough. We think we have a lot to overcome. We think we have to put a lot of trust in God. Imagine being in the grave, trying to trust God. Cut off. But he came out of the grave on the third day with the keys of death and hell in his hands. Praise God. Instead of being lost forever, he gained all authority forever. And now he offers us the same hope that he has. Yes, dark days will come. Some will be individual to you. Others will come upon all of us at the same time. Some might be the result of mistakes that we've made, and some from things other people do. There's really no difference. A dark day is a dark day. But I'm going to tell you something. Dark days cannot be your destiny if you put your trust in God. They're just not going to be the end of the story. And I don't care how tough it gets or how low you feel, don't surrender to that darkness. It's a lie. If you put your trust in God, if you strengthen yourself, the light of life will rule your life. And you'll just have a different perspective. Probably a different one than most of the people that you rub shoulders with and walk with. And it's just different. Practice encouraging yourself. Even if you find yourself in the grave, I just plan ahead. If I find myself in the grave, locked out of heaven forever, I'm not going to believe it. I'm just going to know that my destiny is light and life. And so you just need to make up your mind that, I mean, that's what Jesus had to do. But in all sincerity, that's not going to happen. Okay, Jesus did that for you, and so you're not going to have to go. You're not going to see the grave. But I still think it's wise to have the same attitude. I not only am I not going to surrender to the dark days that come to my life in this life, I'm not going to surrender if I go to the grave. But I'm not going to the grave. But certainly if we won't surrender to darkness at the grave, certainly all the darkness that Satan can throw at us in this life has to be a lot less, doesn't it? And we just need an attitude that we believe what God has said. And if he's spoken good things over us, then that's what's going to happen. And never give in to anything else. Life may feel like you've lost, but you should trust Jesus and do what Jesus did. Encourage yourself with the Lord. And so that's my encouragement. I speak about these days because I've had actually a super week, a great week, and I mean sometimes things just are tough, and you have to just keep standing fast to get through it, and then sometimes, my goodness, it's like, it's just like it just pours blessings. And so I had a really great week, so I thought it was appropriate to talk about dark days. That's how I think. But there's no doubt, and I pray that all of us can get to enjoy good days, and that life isn't always dark all the time. But I want us to be aware that not to become complacent just because things are wonderful, that we think that we're going to be exempt from the acts that the devil plans. And I want to be ahead of that game, so when he starts playing his games, we're not suddenly caught off guard. And I would say go around expecting the devil to whack you, but if you can just stay on top of it and not let the darkness fall upon you in the first place, well, you're ahead of the game right there. But if you do find yourself in that dark moment of doubt and unbelief and just feeling, I'm just telling you, start encouraging yourself. You know, you just got to understand Jesus loves you. And, you know, that's his decision. That was his pronouncement. And quit thinking that what you're doing is so final, and just understand that, you know, it's his choice to bless you. It's his desire to bless you and in your imperfectness. And so just trust him. Say, hey, you know what? Jesus has decided this, so that's how it goes. And I guess I'm just going to have to accept that I'm blessed. And nothing I can do about it. And, you know, just resist those dark moments. And you'll live so much differently. You'll be a power in the life of the people around you. You'll be a rock in their lives when they face a dark day. And I just encourage us not to run from them, but just to learn to practice that strengthening of ourselves. God loves you. Father God, I thank you for today. What a blessing you are. Lord, I thank you that your ways are beyond tracing out, but Lord, you hide nothing from us. You say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and you know, you will just pour it out. And Lord, your knowledge and wisdom is so readily available to us. It just seems like we just wink your way a little bit, and you're all over us with love. Thank you that you love us. I know the world looks like a crazy place sometimes, and I know that we can get ourselves in some pretty gnarly places. Our enemy is a roaring lion, and he's been practicing deceit and lies for so long. But thank you, Lord, that you have a different destiny for us. Though we're like sheep, innocent, not wise to all the ways of our enemy, Lord, by your divine power, you've made the decision to protect us, to watch over to us, to see to it that we make it home. And so, Lord, my prayer is that maybe people that are going through some tough times and dark days would just be a little encouraged. They would just feel a little bit better about the prospects of their life. Lord, I know one day they're going to stand before your throne shouting and worshiping you and saying, man, how good all this is. But Lord, we're just not always able to see that. And sometimes we see the attacks. It steals from us the joy that you mean for us to have. So Lord, help increase the joy in the hearts of your children who are being attacked. Encourage them a little today. Let them know that you haven't forgotten them or taken your hands off them, that your thoughts have never went away, that you constantly think of them every moment of every day, considering them. We give you praise for today in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for letting me minister. Don't you love the Lord?